This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. As part of the worldwide effort to assist India with the COVID-19 crisis, Saturday the country received 150,000 Sputnik V vaccine doses from Russia. Saturday, India recorded more than 400,000 new COVID-19 cases as it battles a devastating second wave, and the country's massive new vaccination drive was hampered in some areas by shortages of the shots. Deaths jumped by more than 3,500. The surge in infections has overwhelmed hospitals, morgues, and crematoriums and left families scrambling for scarce medicines and oxygen. While India is the world's biggest producer of COVID-19 vaccine, shortages of the shots in some states hinder the opening of vaccinations for all adults. Hundreds of Brazilians took to the streets of the Sao Paulo area on Saturday to show their support for President Jair Bolsonaro, who has been criticized for his handling of the pandemic, as the country registered more than 2,600 COVID-19 deaths and nearly 67,000 new confirmed cases, according to data released by the nation's health ministry. Anti-Bolsonaro protesters also took to nearby streets, but in smaller numbers. New cases in Brazil have fallen off a late March peak, but remain high by historical standards. Total deaths are in the country are second only to the United States. And again, worldwide effort to assist India continues. It did record 400,000 new cases on Saturday alone. This is VOA News. High-ranking diplomats from China, Germany, France, Russia, and Britain have all said that they've made progress at talks focused on bringing the United States back into the landmark nuclear deal with Iran, but need more work and time to bring about a future agreement. In Washington, the U.S. State Department had no immediate comment of reports of progress and repeated an earlier assessment that an agreement was far from done or even guaranteed. North Korea on Sunday warned the United States will face a very grave situation because President Joe Biden made a big blunder in his recent speech by calling the North a security threat and revealing his intent to maintain a hostile policy toward it. Last week, Biden, in his first address to Congress, called North Korea and Iran's nuclear programs a serious threat to America and the security and world security. He said he'll work with allies to address those problems through diplomacy and stern deterrence. Workers and union leaders dusted off bullhorns and flags that have stayed furled during the coronavirus lockdowns for boisterous May Day marches in countries that mark May 1st as International Labor Day. Workers clamored for more labor protections and financial support in the midst of the pandemic that has turned economies and workplaces upside down. In Turkey and the Philippines, police cracked down on May Day protests, enforcing virus lockdowns and arresting hundreds. In France, some protesters in Paris and Lyon scuffled and with riot police, but most marches took place peacefully. Thousands of migrants and migrant activists marched through downtown Washington, D.C. and the National Mall, where they called on President Biden and Congress to enact immigration reform. The rally, held on May 1st to mark International Workers' Day, started at Black Lives Matter Plaza and ended near the U.S. Capitol. The activists are calling for the Biden administration to stop deportations and provide a path to citizenship for the estimated 11 million undocumented migrants in the U.S., including DACA recipients and people with temporary protected status. More at VOAnews.com via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.